15. The Jackscrew. A few punishing hours passed. The passengers slept on. Then justice was awakened with a start. Water, icy water, was pouring in upon him. Wake up, he shouted. He shook his father frantically. His mother and Prudence stirred. Another blast of icy cold water poured in upon them. The commotion aroused the whole company.
What is it?
Came the muffled cry from the murky gloom. The force of the gale has opened the main seam of the deck, replied Mr. Ublis. Look here, he shouted. Look here. He pointed up by the main beam. He held a lantern in his hand. He directed the light up to the roof, and they could see the water seeping in. Look, father, said Justice, pointing up to the main beam. Look at the beam! Look at the beam! His voice trailed off. What, my son? What is it? Where is it? Here, father, here. The light was moved in closer. The hold was wide awake now. What is it? Came a dozen voices in anxious chorus. I see, said Mr. Lovelace. I see it. It's pulling out. The weight of the water is forcing the main beam out of place. Look here, said he, pointing to the trouble. Do you see it? That we do. They heard the splitting creak as well as saw the widening crack. If it goes on, came a voice, we shall be torn in two. We're pulling apart. We shall drown, or else perish in the icy blast, cried another. Keep calm, don't panic. How can we hold it together? Send for the captain, came a yell. We must send for the captain. Why do you stand there gawping at a crack that might send us to the bottom? Send for the captain. After what seemed an age of waiting by the uneasy pilgrims, the captain at last stood before them. He was silent. Doored, he examined the beam. One of the men held a lantern close by the trouble. Not a word passed his grim-set lips. At last his hands fell down by his side. He sighed deeply. He turned to face the pilgrims. Well, what's to be? We're done for, my friends. We're done for, said he, very quietly and slowly. I feared this might happen. I'm afraid the sea has broken her back. She's had enough. She's an old ship. She can take no more of this. I said it would be a violent storm. The sea has forced this beam here out of place. As he spoke, he pointed to the growing crevice. He gently patted the offending place. Slowly but surely the gap was widening. What's to do? One man voiced a score of thoughts. The captain raised his hand. I'm afraid, my friends, I'm afraid to say we have only a few more minutes left. Never, came a chorus of disbelief. A few minutes? The captain had to raise his hand once more to subdue the noise. It's true, I tell you. See now, the beam is still moving. Here it is. He held the lantern up to the joist. See, it's cracking and split in a few more minutes and we shall be done for, I tell you. Can't we force her back? A shaky, lone voice asked. Force it back? Well, 'tis possible, I suppose. The captain fell silent and thoughtfully scratched his chin. We don't have the tools with us. His hand went to his hair and he scratched wildly at it. Tools, tools, if we only had the tools, if only. Bricks need straw and this job needs tools. He punched the air wildly. Can't we push it back? Push it back? I wish we could, but it'll take more strength than we've got, I'm afraid, my friend. Well, let's try. Anything's better than sitting about here waiting to go down, surely. A sea of anxious faces surrounded the captain. Impossible. Face facts, men. We're done for. We're beaten. It is only a question of time. No, that cannot be. There must be something we can do. I tell you, we're done for. A pilgrim pushed up to the captain and gripped his coat, two-fisted. He tugged in time with his words. There must be something we can do. Get off, man, get off. This is no use. The captain shoved away the man. He smoothed himself. Listen, will you? Olive, she's breaking up. We're finished. Children cried, lost, broken. Women looked anxiously at their husbands. What will happen? Are we finished? Panic was on the verge of breaking out. Then a voice came from a far corner of the hold. Will my old iron jack screw do the job? What's that? Cried the captain, turning to the corner from whence he had heard the question. He pushed his way through the crowd and reached the speaker. What did you say? Your iron jack screw? You brought along a jack screw? I don't recall seeing one come on board, nor on the list. Well, mine's down below in the stores, I can assure you of that, came the reply. Well, that's the only answer, said the captain. A jack screw, quick, he called. Quick, down, men, down and get it at once. At once, do you hear? There was a mad scramble of feet as men made for the steps that led down to the storehold. The jack screw, get the jack screw, quick, no delay there, out of my way. The sound of their feet clattered down the steps as they rushed to get the screw. The screw, they hoped, would mean their salvation. An uneasy silence fell upon the hold, broken only by feet pacing the floor and the anxious tapping of fingers. There was much biting of lip and quick, repeated glances at the beam. Rapid snatches of irritable conversation broke out to give way to silence once more. After a seemingly interminable wait, the men were back with their precious, strange treasure. With much heaving, pulling, and twisting, the great screw was pulled up the stairs, dragged across the hold, and raised to the beam. Willing hands clamped it in place. Almost immediately, a man began to twist its great arms. Gradually, the screw extended and gripped onto the beam. It pressed harder and harder into the wood, which splintered and cracked as the screw plate bit into it. The man who was turning grew exhausted with his effort and had to fall away. Another immediately took his place. Ice-cold water poured in upon him as he continued to turn the arms. As the screw bit deeper and deeper, he grew slower and slower, but still he continued to pull round, to pull on the precious handles that raised the life-saving jack. Keep her moving, came the encouraging cries. She's going back, keep her going, friend, keep her going. Yet another man had to take over. The water's easing, it's slowing, keep her going. The beam groaned all the while. She groaned in resistance to the efforts to get her back. But the screw kept on turning and turning, round and round, bit by bit, relentlessly. The ever-lengthening screw pushed the beam back. The other end bit into the deck, but the beam moved. She kept on moving, slowly, oh, but so slowly, but move she did, slowly but surely. The deluge became a trickle. The trickle became a drop. At last it was over. The beam was back. The screw gripped and held her back. The split was closed. The sea was kept out. One more turn to make sure. That's it. She's back. We're saved. We're saved, came the rejoicing cries. Praise God for the jackscrew. The captain looked round the company. Every face was alight with relief. He, too, had a great smile across his lips. Yes, yes, we're saved. She'll hold. She'll be all right now. That was a piece of good luck, my friends. No, no, let that never be said, replied Mr. Lovelace. That was no luck, sir. That was the providence of our God. Well, I don't know about that. The captain waved his arm and turned away. I don't know about such things. Mr. Lovelace gripped his sleeve and pulled him round. But we do. It was God's goodness. Else we should have been broken to pieces and ruined by now.